A Hammond woman is facing a slew of charges that stem from possible drunk driving and a physical altercation with another woman. Indiana State Police spokesperson Sergeant Ann Wojcik says that just before 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday, an Indiana State trooper pulled up behind a Buick SUV parked in one of the toll booth lanes on the Indiana Toll Road just east of the Indiana-Illinois state line. The officer saw a woman get out of the front passenger door and throw a beer can at the driver while yelling expletives. The passenger told the officer she and the driver had been in a fight and the driver was too drunk to pay the toll fee. So she got out to pay the toll and threw the beer can out of frustration.
The trooper Hamid goes to the driver's side to talk to the driver and realizes that she may have been drinking and that she wasn't cooperative. She told him she didn't have any identification on her. And in the meantime, she put her car in drive and she fled the scene, and then he pursued her.
The driver, who was eventually identified as 32-year-old Jacqueline Castillo, continued speeding eastbound, exiting the toll road onto Calumet Avenue. She eventually drove through a lot at a gas station in the 3300 block of Calumet and crashed into a pole behind the station.
And when she got out of the car, she came toward the trooper with her fist enclosed in an aggressive manner, and he had ordered her numerous times to stay back, but she kept advancing on him. He told her that he was going to tase her multiple times, and she never listened, so he had to tase her.
Wojcik says Castillo was taken to St. Margaret's Franciscan Hospital in Hammond, where Castillo attacked a nurse, and she had to be restrained. She was eventually medically cleared and taken to Lake County Jail in Crown Point. Castillo tested over three times the legal limit with a blood alcohol content of 0.27. Some of the charges she is facing include resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, battery, operating while intoxicated, reckless driving, obstructing traffic, open container, and operating a vehicle without ever being licensed. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.